CMT's Southern Fried Chick star, Lexington-based comedian Etta May, calls herself Minnie Pearl with a migraine. She's also a regular on Sirius, XM, The Bob and Tom Show, Oprah, and other television shows. American Comedy Awards Stand-Up Comedian of the Year, Etta May gives a one-performance-only show in Greenville, Kentucky, Thursday at 7:30 p.m.
My daughter's 16. Boy, you don't send these girls to school with the right kinds of clothes, they become outcasts amongst their peers, don't they? Going to school became a stinking fashion show. Back me up. My daughter tells me she's going to need new blue jeans. Okay. I go to Walmart. I get her new blue jeans. Well, you think I pooped in her lunch bucket or something? She wads them up. She throws them back in my face. She goes, Mother, what are this? Does your daughter sound like that? What the heck is that? And all teenage girls seem to think the sound is a word.
That's just a snippet of Teenage Daughter that you can hear more of at ettamay.com. Thanks to the artists for permission to air that. I spoke with David Probus, the director of Felix E. Martin Jr. Hall at Robert L. Draper Way in Greenville, where Etta May performs Thursday. Felix E. Martin Jr. Hall Creative and Performing Arts Center in Greenville is a venue about which I know little. Tell me about your house.
We are very new. We opened in March of this past year. We're associated with the Muhlenberg County School System. Our facility started out just being a 400-seat high school auditorium. The Felix Martin Foundation found out about that and decided to say, hey, let's look at this. And they created the Felix E. Martin Jr. Hall Creative and Performing Arts Center. They contributed quite a bit of money to make the venue much larger, to where it could be more of a community venue as well. So we're right up there, able to compete with a lot of the other theater programs in the state, if not this side of the United States. We're state-of-the-art. They put in some of the best technology. The venue's acoustics are just absolutely perfect. There's no sightline obstructions of any sort. So a lot of thought really went into our venue, and to think that it's part of a school district. It's not very common to see that these days.
I think maybe we should talk about Felix Martin.
I just came down in December to start in this position, but I've learned lots of fascinating stories about Mr. Martin. He was a gentleman who grew up here in Muhlenberg County. His family was from here as well, and his family was fairly wealthy, and so he carried on the tradition with the wealth. Several years ago, he pretty much retired down around Florida area. People knew that he had inherited money from his family when his mother passed away. Felix was a very, very good investor. He knew where to put money. At the time that he passed away in 2007, he was worth, I believe, well over $70 million. And so one of the things that he did was he set up a scholarship, I believe about $10 million for Muhlenberg County students to go to the University of Kentucky. He also set up a large scholarship for students in Muhlenberg County students to go to this boarding school that he went to through high school, an amazing school, so any student can go there free of charge. He left a little bit of money, I believe about $2 million to his church. He had left $50 million to form this foundation known now as the Felix Martin Foundation. And this foundation's sole purpose is to benefit the civic and arts organizations of Muhlenberg County. Through that, we're able to have venues like the Felix E. Martin Hall. They're very active in our arts programs throughout the county. You mentioned Felix in Muhlenberg County, and everyone knows who you're talking about. They really play an active role in our community.
Mr. Martin served in the U.S. Maritime Service in World War II. He was a pathfinder for the 8th Army in the Korean War. His foundation is now managed by the Community Foundation in Louisville. His website further tells us that Mr. Martin went to Macaulay School in Chattanooga for high school, graduated from the University of Kentucky, and he worked as a plant engineer. Much later came his investor and philanthropist roles that benefit Muhlenberg County today. The third personality in this story is David Probus himself, whose people came from around Owensboro, but he was raised in Cynthiana. He's glad to be back in the land of great barbecue and a close-knit community dedicated to the arts. What's your background?
Actually, my background is in technical theater. I was actually hired as the technical director and someone who just sort of looked at the calendar, and the position just kind of grew from there. But most of my background is in technical production and stage directing, so not really theater management. So I'm learning as I go and loving every minute of it.
What other theaters have you worked in?
I did quite a bit of design and stage management with Lexington Opera House, which is the large performing arts venue in Lexington that brings in the Broadway touring productions. Actors Guild in Lexington was their production manager and lighting designer for several years. Worked quite a bit with the School for Creative and Performing Arts there in Lexington. Also spent 8 years as the technical director of a large Baptist church there in Lexington.
Comedian Etta May's performance Thursday night promises good things to come at the Felix E. Martin Jr. Hall Creative and Performing Arts Center in Greenville that David Probus directs. The hall is open to the Muhlenberg Community Theater and will widen its reach. Probus thinks 2,000 schoolchildren will see its upcoming production of Schoolhouse Rock live, with over 40 kids in the production, November 30th through December 2nd. The Children's Center for Dance Education of Evansville is coming to perform The Nutcracker at 7 p.m. Saturday, December 8th. Probus is working on bringing in John Chappelle's Evening with Mark Twain after the first of the year, and Muhlenberg High School's drama program will stage a production of the fairly recent play Anatomy of Grey there. In March, the center hosts the Lexington Children's Theater's Pinkalicious the Musical. For Sounds Good, I'm Kate Lochte.